We're living in a rather interesting time here in the United States, and as many people will tell you, that we've really never experienced a time like this, at least during our lifetimes. I think actually in the late, no, I should say it early, the maybe around the time the Titanic sunk, there was a lot of unrest in the United States, a lot of it having to do with workers' rights and ultimately leading to the forming of many unions. And then in the 30s, of course, during the Depression, there was a lot of unrest as well. But we look at these issues today and we see a life that we've never experienced here in the United States on the other side of World War II. Hi, my name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, and I welcome you to our broadcast, which comes to you every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at WROL 950 AM and 100.3 FM. And you can also hear our program after it airs at CatholicAudioMedia.com, where we've updated our blog and we've updated our contacts and just updated the blog, and I'm still working on it. So if you want to check that out, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, one of the things I've been reflecting on, and I think others have been reflecting on it as well, comes from the homily that you happened to hear yesterday, but I think it's something we need to understand and to see. And that is that we have a unique role in this country as people of faith. And obviously, I'm especially speaking to Catholics because this is a Catholic program, but not exclusively to Catholics. One of the things that people may not understand is that, first of all, we have this influx of atheism in our country. Now, you may or may not know this, but atheism is relatively new in the history of humanity. I took a course in graduate school on atheism at Boston College with Father Michael Buckley, S.J., and it was, you know, a fascinating course. But one of the things he pointed out, that atheism as we understand it, which is that God does not exist, there is no God, is actually a new phenomenon. It's only around 200 some odd years old. And that is because it actually started in the Enlightenment around the 1800s. And the father of modern atheism was a man by the name of Feuerbach, Ludwig Feuerbach, and his probably most famous student, so now we're dealing with him as teacher, his most famous student, so there's your origin, and then your first generation of students, was a man you may know as Karl Marx. So atheism, as we understand it, only existed really for the past 200 years. Prior to that, when we understood someone being called an atheist, it didn't mean they didn't believe in God, but they didn't believe in our gods. So, for example, Socrates only believed in one God, and he was executed for being an atheist. But he actually believed in God, but he only believed in one God. Well, the fact is that we know that God exists, but we have a mission, and that is to testify to God's presence in our world through his presence in our lives. Now, many people may not understand this, but one of the sources of a lot of the dissension and a lot of the trouble we have in our country right now is a book called Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. I've talked to you about it before, but in the book, it's dedicated to Lucifer as the world's first radical, the universe's first radical. And I don't remember the exact quote, but basically Saul Alinsky says that despite losing the battle, he still ended up in his own kingdom. Now, I'm always reflecting on, what was it? I always get this wrong. So let me see. The 6th movie, which is the third chapter of Star Wars, where you see Darth Vader standing before this volcanic planet and saying, all of this is mine, blind to the reality he's looking at a volcanic planet. planet. Well, the same thing can be said about what Saul Alinsky says about this radical, because he ultimately is the devil, and all he can say is his is, in fact, hell. So how is it that people actually came to believe it was perfectly acceptable to read a book dedicated to the embodiment of evil, whether you believe in that or not, which is what Saul Alinsky says, in order to build a just society? And the reason is because we have not been testifying to the presence of Christ. So this show will be a call for us to understand our call to faithfulness, because that's where all this begins. Don't look to them. We've got to look to us and see what our response is going to be. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us through CatholicAudioMedia.com. Everything has you overwhelmed. You are more than worried, and you are inundated with fear. You keep asking yourself, what's going to happen tomorrow? Well, have you read the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter? Yes, the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter reminds us that all God's people go through difficult times, but God will get us through them.
Cast your troubles on him because he cares for you.
We are called to humble ourselves before the mighty Lord, and he will raise us up in victory.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he might lift you up in due time.
He reminds us to be aware that our weaknesses can lead us into the devil's path, so be extra vigilant.
Resist him, standing firm in your faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings.
So the next time you feel overwhelmed, turn to the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter in the New Testament. Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. We're back, and before the break, we were talking about the reality of our call to testify to the presence of Christ. Now, I want you to think about this. Right now, we cannot go to church. Well, it's limited. I mean, we can go to church, but it's limited. And I know parishes that will not open up until everyone is allowed to go back to church. Now, taking that as an important message, do you know that one of the curses in the Old Testament is that you will not hear the word of God? That's a powerful curse in the Old Testament, and it's one of God's ways to get our attention. And so what we've gone through now, granted we're dealing with the virus, and I'm not saying God sent, no one is saying that God sent the virus, but what we can say is this is a time where God is getting our attention. Now, you have to realize that if someone is looking at the book, actually attends a class, because they actually teach this in certain college classes, and attends a class on community organizing, and they use this book, and people look at it, see that it's dedicated to the devil, and don't raise the question, why are they using that book? That means they weren't formed well. And that's an important issue, because that means we really have to double down on understanding what good Catholic formation is. And good Catholic formation is recognizing that you and I have all been called to be witnesses to the power of Christ. It's not, as I often teach in my own parish, it's not that we're called to bonk people over the head and tell them that they're all going to hell, that they're not living their life properly, whatever the case may be. It's that you and I have been called to be witnesses to the faith. Now, how many people have stopped going to church? Before the COVID, how many people stopped going to church? And many of them felt that they were good enough to get to heaven. Well, that, number one, would not necessarily be church teaching, but you weren't called to be good enough to get to heaven. You were called to be witnesses to the gospel, and you can't be witnesses to the gospel if you're not practicing what God has called us to do. Now, one of the reasons why you may not be going to church prior to the COVID is because you couldn't get anything out of Mass. You probably heard that, and you probably heard the response, well, if you don't put anything into Mass, you're not going to get anything out of Mass. Well, let's look at that again. Do you know, and this fascinated me, I mentioned it in the homily because it absolutely fascinated me, homily yes, you heard yesterday. Do you know that in 1917, I guess if you heard yesterday's program, you know this, Benedict the 15th, not the 16th, who was the current Benedict, who was Pope Emeritus, but Benedict the 15th, who was the Pope literally 100 years ago. Did you know that he said one of the causes of World War I was bad Catholic preaching? Bad Catholic preaching, because he said no one is inspiring people to know who Christ truly is and to be in touch with Christ. And he said that the apostles were in an intensely more hostile environment, going out and preaching the gospel, and they were changing people's hearts, and they came to know Christ. People came to know Christ through their preaching, and he said, that's the kind of preaching we're called to do. So I looked at that and said, obviously, I have to change my way of preaching. But he is talking about how bad Catholic preaching did not give the ability for people to really be filled with the Holy Spirit, come to know who Christ is, because if they truly understood the power of Christ, they would change their lives powerfully, because what Christ offers to us is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you go back and you read, for example, the prologue of the Gospel of John, look at the Spirit in there. I mean, literally the Spirit of the words, not necessarily the Holy Spirit, who obviously is part of that. But what you'll see is this powerful attitude of just, let me tell you what I want to tell you. And it's not like, well, we want to tell you about who Jesus is, and he taught us how to do this and this thing, and it was nice and the whole. No, it's like, these words changed our life. They changed our whole understanding of what life is all about. They changed our whole comprehension of our existence, and they led us to understand there's such a thing as eternal life. And these words we bring to you. You see that in the prologue of John. That's obviously not a quote. It's basically what they say. That power is what we're supposed to bring. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. We've updated CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now contact us directly here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can donate to the program through several of our online donation portals, and you can read our blog with material that often supplements our radio program. You can, of course, listen to the voice of St. Anthony Parish every day, so check out the new CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.